Tired of complex and high credit card processing fees? It's time to simplify. Whether you own a big business or a small startup, Empower Payments can save you money. Streamline your payment process while saving money today with Empower Payments. Learn more at empowerpayments.com. That's empowerpayments.com.
Welcome back to the show. This is Stephen St. John live at City Union Mission, where we had a wonderful breakfast today. And, of course, the guest speaker was Royals President of Baseball Operations, Dayton Moore. And right now I have Dr. Terry Megley, who is the CEO of City Union Mission, here with us. Terry, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great. How about you, Stephen?
I'm doing great, and it was awesome to hear Dayton Moore speak and his relationship with City Union Mission. If you would, just kind of elaborate on that and what that means to have someone like Dayton Moore and his message here to speak to so many people here at City Union Mission today.
Well, Dayton is a friend of the mission, and he's been fantastic in following us and praying for us and connecting to the activities and events and even the needs that we have here at the mission. And so it's been a long-standing relationship that we have with Dayton, and we're excited that he continues to build upon and wanting to continue to get involved, such as this men's breakfast that we had this morning.
Okay, so tell me a little bit more about City Union Mission, maybe just kind of an overview for people that don't know a whole lot about it. And I know you just launched a Celebrate Hope campaign, and you can tell us a little bit about that as well.
Yes, as we enter into our winter season, you know, we're going to have great needs in providing clothing and food and assistance to those who are homeless, who actually come to seek out us at CU Mission. And so we're hoping that our generous Kansas City community will help meet the $7 million goal by January 31st. But on top of that, some of Kansas City may not be fully aware of what we do here. And CU Mission is the largest faith-based homeless provider in the region. And we meet the spiritual, physical, emotional, and even vocational needs of men, women, and children who are poor and homeless.
And I know that if you go to cityunionmission.org, you can see where you could donate money. But also, there's a list you can get, like you said, of items, of food, of clothing. So there's, for people that are listening that would like to help, there's a variety of different ways where they can make an impact, right?
Yes, we want everybody to go to cityunionmission.org and donate, click get involved. You can see those essential needs that we have that literally change week by week, depending on the needs of our guests.
And there's a wide variety of ways that you assist not only individuals but families that are facing these challenges right now. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, there's three basic ways that we help provide support to a homeless family. The first one is we really need to help them feel safe while they're staying at our shelter. That's extremely important. The second is that we want to help them identify what their unique strengths are as a family. And when we can do that, that'll open up more opportunities for them to move out of homelessness. The third that we do well with our staff is that we offer these life-changing services for both mom and the children so that the whole family can recover through homelessness and move forward. So that supportive is safety, it's connecting with their strengths, and it's also just providing those life-changing services.
Now, something else that I know about, I've actually been a part of it in the past, and we've talked about it on Sports Radio 810, but you have a program called Mission Christmas.
Yes.
And here we are, it's already October, and Christmas is right around the corner. And, you know, we all, and anyone that has kids, has a family, knows what a special time that is, especially for the kids, you know, and families. And that's something that we have to, we take for granted, but we shouldn't. But your goal is to be able to have that Christmas spirit and have, families and people, be able to celebrate Christmas and have that special feeling that we all are lucky enough to have that time of year. So tell me a little bit about that and how people can get involved.
Sure. Mission Christmas is an opportunity for the community to share in the joy of giving in this Christmas season by donating or purchasing toys and gift sets for our struggling families and children in the Kansas City community. And last year, Stephen, we were able to help nearly 2,800 individuals through our free Christmas store.
Wow.
And that's all based upon the generosity of Kansas City and their love to give back during the Christmas season. And so we're hoping to continue to share the joy of Christmas, regardless if it's COVID, regardless if you're homeless, regardless if you're struggling. The gift of joy is always there, and it'll bring that smile to a child.
You know, I've been to the store before, and it's just amazing. And I know there's a lot of people, a lot of wonderful listeners to this radio station that would love to get involved. So what's the best way, if they do want to donate toys and things of need for Mission Christmas, how can they go about doing that?
Yes, our website, again, is at Connection for People to find out ways to help us. There'll be a special link to Mission Christmas off of our website that they can go in and either volunteer, either assist in helping shop, helping our guests shop in the store. That's a really cool experience. Help maybe even gift wrap, and you know, also the ability to give and to be able to drop off toys and gift sets. And that's going to be an exciting thing. Christmas is that opportunity where we set aside our troubles and concerns and we help our neighbors.
That's awesome. And again, for people that need more information, they can go to cityunionmission.org. And say, before you wrap things up, I would like to go back again to an event like today with Dayton Moore and having people come down here to learn more about this. That's very important that you have these events for awareness and also to get more people involved, right? And so tell me a little bit more about how you reach out to people and having an event like this where you can spread the word about City Union Mission and how important that is.
Well, one of the unique things about this event, Stephen, is we were able to blend in our supporters with our men on the program. And that's
right.
A unique experience is to connect with those that we serve and those we love on and care about. And I think that goes a long ways to helping change the perception of who the homeless really is. And, you know, we've got a wonderful group of men here and also families that is a different way of thinking about homelessness. And that was unique about this event. And we're so blessed that we had such a great turnout. And we're looking to do more events to be able to connect the public to what we're doing here, because we're the best kept secret in Kansas City, and we don't want to be a secret anymore. We want the public to know the good work that our staff and our program people are doing.
Well, count me in the future, because I enjoyed doing the show in front of a live audience, because now sometimes I wonder if anyone's listening to the radio show. And so now I know people are. So you guys actually helped me. I'll come down here just to make me happy. And so I really enjoyed being down here with everybody, and I look forward to coming back. And it was a pleasure to be involved in the breakfast today. And again, I encourage all of our listeners, please visit cityunionmission.org. There's such a wide variety of ways to get involved and to help and to spread the word. And like you said, so this isn't the biggest secret anymore. We don't want it to be a secret. We want more people to come out here and be involved, right?
That's right. And we so appreciate you, Stephen, and 810 to be able to come and help us be a part of this event and get the word out about the great work that we're doing in helping the homeless.
That's right. That's Dr. Terry Megley, CEO of City Union Mission. Let's get a round of applause for this guy. How about that? And thank you to all of our people that have spent some time with us watching the show and listening to the show. And appreciate that. And we'll be back after this on Sports Radio 810 WHB.